Many primary care doctors become doctors because they're passionate about caring for patients. But the reality of the job often requires doctors to pack every day with patient appointments. As time with patients shrinks and administrative tasks swell, the quality of care can suffer. Out of frustration, some Maine doctors have decided to abandon the conventional treatment model for something called direct primary care. Patty White has more.
Last July, Catherine Kraus was just about done with her career choice. Fresh out of medical school and her residency in family medicine, she didn't feel eager for her future. She felt jaded.
I knew for myself that signing a contract with a conventional model would be the end of me. I wouldn't go back. I'd probably quit medicine.
Quit, because Kraus says the way healthcare has evolved, patients often come second to the other demands on doctors, filling out reimbursement forms, calling insurance companies to battle for claims, reviewing and signing off on stacks of patient paperwork.
You just end up getting drained and drained and drained. And then when your cup is completely empty, then you just get guarded and angry. And then you put up walls, and it really creates barriers.
So Kraus decided to set up a direct primary care practice. Earlier this month, she opened Lotus Family Practice in Falmouth. She doesn't accept insurance. Instead, she charges patients a monthly membership fee.
It's very direct. It's just patients and doctors. There's no one else in between.
Membership is $60 a month for adults, $20 for kids. It covers an unlimited number of visits, which can last about 45 minutes. Patients can also call or text Kraus anytime they want. She also provides generic drugs at wholesale cost. Those savings alone, she says, can cover the cost of membership.
Pennies. They cost pennies.
So is direct primary care too good to be true?
I don't think it is.
Dr. Mike Champy is one of a handful of physicians in Maine who practice direct primary care. The model is gaining traction nationally, but is relatively new to the state. Champy started using it at his South Portland practice about a year ago.
Medicine in general, the way you survive is fill your day up with as many sick patients as you can. And I really wanted to do something different. I wanted to really work on maintaining the health of my patients.
Champy went from a traditional practice of 2,000 patients to a practice that currently has 150. He needs 300 to be sustainable, but would like to grow to 500 or 600. He has a convert in patient Carl Ronhave.
I pay a yearly fee, and I can see him as many times as I want. And it allows him to do more doctoring. And I think that's, you know, to me as a consumer, that's really the most important thing.
Ronhave has diabetes. He needs to see a doctor at least 4 times a year. Last year, he saw Champy nearly double that. He says he has a better understanding of his health and more strategies to deal with issues that crop up. Direct primary care doctors recommend patients carry catastrophic insurance to cover serious health needs. Ronhave has employer-based insurance, but he says his $50 a month membership doesn't add up to an extra expense.
I'd say I'm probably saving a little bit of money doing it this way. I don't think it's a huge savings, but the difference is the quality of the care that I receive, I perceive to be much stronger than what I was getting before.
Catherine Kraus says patients in direct primary care practices are less likely to need referrals to specialists, which also saves money.
A lot of things can be handled by the primary care physician. They just don't have time to.
At Lotus Family Practice, Kraus has added a slightly different spin to the direct primary care model. She includes yoga classes in the monthly membership.
I talk about it all the time and I encourage people to do it, but I think it's really hard for a lot of people to just go home and do it, to find the resources, find the right places, the right teachers, or cost is a barrier.
The direct primary care model, she says, allows her to move beyond just treating illness to focus on health, well-being, and the individual patient. And that's the kind of doctor that Kraus has always wanted to be. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.